Mark chapter 4 and verse 15. The Wayside Hearer. Jesus is explaining the parable, commonly known as the parable of the sower. I prefer to call it the parable of the soils. But Jesus is explaining it in verse 14. The farmer sows the word. Then verse 15. Some people are like seed along the path where the word is sown. As soon as they hear it, Satan comes and takes away the word that was sown in them. Mark chapter 4, verse 15. The wayside hearers. Here is somebody sitting under the gospel, somebody reading the Bible, somebody listening to a conversation, taking part in a conversation. But they're a wayside hearer. The gospel is coming to them, the good seed is being sown. It's the same preacher. The conditions are the same. The weather is right, whatever it is in the parable. Everything is right. The seed is right. The sower is right, and so on. The unfortunate thing, the grievous thing, the sad thing here is that this hearer is a wayside hearer. It's where the people have trodden the path. When I go out into the fields in the summer, walking, a path is cut through the wheat or the corn, whatever it might be, the barley, whatever. And as the people have walked over this path day after day, trodden it down, it becomes very hard, and there's nothing growing there at all. And this is what happens here. This seed is the good seed, and the farmer sows it, he scatters it, but it lands on this wayside, hard, trodden down soil. And what happens to it? Nothing. Nothing. The birds of the air come and take it away. Satan robs him of it as soon as it's sown. Some people are like a seed along the path where the word is sown. As soon as they hear it, immediately Satan takes it away from them. He robs them. This is the wayside hearer. Are you a wayside hearer? Am I? Oh, well, you can't be. You're preaching. No, I can be on the wayside even as I'm preaching. As Spurgeon said, a preacher can be asleep even as he's preaching. Many people are, he said. They're asleep even as they preach. We can be dead to what we're saying, hardened to what we're saying. Certainly we can be hardened and dead to what we're listening. Are you a hardened, trodden down, unreceptive hearer? Have you heard it so many times? Now you, many hardened hearers, I'm sure, think themselves very clever. Oh, I'm not put on by this preaching business. I'm so strong. Don't you kid yourself, my friend. Here's the secret. You're being deluded, cheated, robbed by Satan. We all know, don't we, of scammers who target the vulnerable and rob them of money. They persuade them that their computer is broken down or their bank balance has been raided or something. And some way or another, they delude and cheat and deceive these people with plausible stories, and these people are cheated. Now, I'm not saying that's what the hardened sinner is, but the point I want to make is this. They're robbed and cheated, and these people, these victims, they will all say how stupid they feel, how foolish that they were taken in by this clear sign that they were being scammed, and yet they didn't heed the warnings. Well, I'm convinced that many sinners will remember gospel sermons again and again in hell because they've refused to believe and hear. Satan is cheating the hardened sinner. Are you a wayside hearer? Satan is robbing you, cheating you of not your savings, but of your eternal joy, of eternal bliss. You are a victim. The seed is useless to you. You can hear the greatest preaching, the most powerful preaching, the clearest, most emphatic, warmest preaching. But if you're a hardened sinner who will not hear, will not repent, the buck stops with you. You're not complete pagans here. They're wayside hearers. They're sitting in chapels. They're sitting under the pulpit there. They're listening to the Word of God. They're watching on the Zoom or the Internet or whatever it might be. They're streaming this and streaming that. They're listening to sermon after sermon. And yet they're getting more and more hardened. And that's the point. The man's feet treads this down even as he walks over the path. And they get more and more hardened. Spurgeon tells about a man, he said, a country yokel who said, I like Sunday, I do. He said, I go to church, he said, I put my feet up and go asleep and thinks of nothing. I like Sunday, I do. And that's not the way to hear the gospel, is it? You see, remember what Jesus said. They're ever seeing but never perceiving. They're ever hearing but never understanding, verse 12. Otherwise they might turn and repent. Oh, receive the word of God, receive the gospel, heed the command, obey the command, love the promise, trust the promise, receive the Savior. Above all, trust the Redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ. Unless you do, it's very dangerous listening to sermons. It's even more dangerous preaching them unless you really do turn, are forgiven, you believe, you trust, you obey, you submit to the gospel. As William Perkins said, what's the use of it? What's the use of it? And that's the point. Make it useful. As John Fawcett said, help us, O God, to reduce to practice what we hear. Produce the fruits of it in us. As James said, don't just be hearers of the word, but doers also. If I do speak to a wayside hearer, many, many times you have heard the gospel, but you have not yet repented and believed. Now is the time. Oh, seek the Lord now. Call upon him while he is near. Let the seed sink into your soul, the gospel seed, and may it bear fruit 100-fold to the glory of God. Amen.